Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Every Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern, it's time to put your 10 toes down. You got 10 toes down? You taking a stand? You calling your shot? You can tweet us BetSweats, bet_sweats over on X, bet_sweats. Sam, I got you last week. I won the battle. You won the war on John Mateer on the field. You called it with Texas, but Mateer ended up playing. But did he really? It would have been better without him, the way that he performed coming off of the injury there. But 10 toes down, we go around. What was Gertz's last week? Because he's always so wrong. We should start
Oregon by 40 was what Gertz said. How did you forget that?
Because he's epically wrong on everything. I don't think he's trying to be, though. Do you?
No. Definitely not the Oregon by 40. That was not trying to be wrong. He could have said 20. He said 40. So we did 10 toes down as we do every Thursday, and he said Oregon by 40. And then Friday morning, Paul delivered the room, and Oregon was in the room. So yeah. We all knew the combination of Gertz and the room is something the universe can't handle. So I await. Look, I think I have a pretty good 10 toes down, but I can't wait until the end of the segment. I mean, the end is my favorite part because we've already heard 0-9 Indiana, winless Bears. Bears have not lost since. Blackhawks to make the playoffs. Oregon by 40 against Indiana. It's really, if Gertz is doing this the right way, it's a masterpiece. I don't know.
Right. There's no way.
I don't know what the intent is. I imagine it's not to be this funny, but it is naturally very, very funny. Okay, so I have two. Number one, UCLA is going to lose at home to Maryland. I feel really good about this one. You take a team that fired its coach, and you have the interim, Tim Skipper, who's done a really good job. They had an upset, then a second upset as an underdog. Now you're supposed to win. Now you take on a Maryland team. There's some bad blood from the meeting last year, but really it's about the number. Dog, now you're a home favorite in a building with no home field. How many people are going to the Rose Bowl? 20,000? Maybe 22,000. I think the wrong team is favored here. I don't have 6 points for home field either. So I've got Maryland 3 points better on a neutral. And the line is UCLA -3.5. We are putting way too much stock into their last two games and not into what they really are. It's been a nice run. You give them credit for stacking dubs. But now you got to play a better team with a really good young quarterback. And I think Maryland's going to pull the upset. They're a 3.5-point dog. Take the points if you want. But Maryland's going to win against UCLA. The second toe down, I guess. I have a couple extra toes after the last few weeks or so. Kansas City Chiefs are not making the Super Bowl. I'm tired of it. Everybody wants to say, oh, now they're going to make the Super Bowl. Oh, the season's over. It's October 15th, October 16th. Kansas City's going back to a Super Bowl. Where were you week one, week two, week three? Where were you? Betting Ravens -2.5 at Kansas City? Yeah, that's where you were. Oh, now the Chiefs are good. Oh, now they're getting healthy, and now they're going to just breeze to another Super Bowl. Nope. 10 toes down, part two. The Kansas City Chiefs are not making the Super Bowl.
I am all in.
Yeah, on your fifth team.
If it's not the Bills, who is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I wanted you to say Broncos so Paul could have an aneurysm.
No, it's not the Broncos, and it's probably going to be the Chiefs. I'm just doing a bit here.
I don't. No, ten it's
toes
not.
Down. The Broncos stink.
That's yours?
No, but impromptu.
Okay. All right, we'll get to you.
What if the Chargers get healthy? What if the Ravens get healthy? I don't know, man.
Schwartz going to come back and play tackle?
I'm anti-Chiefs. No,
for the Chargers?
Now the Chiefs are going to win another Super Bowl.
You went from being the guy that bets the Chiefs every single year to being anti-Chiefs. Anybody but the Chiefs, right? Yeah.
Yep, that's where I'm at in life. But I promise you, from this day toward the future, you will never hear me pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. It will not happen.
No, look, I mean, I bet it at 10-1. Paul bet it at 10-1. I don't know about you, Paul, but every time I hear somebody waxing poetic about how great they are and they're just even better and they're definitely going to the Super Bowl, it makes me a little uncomfortable to the point where I'm like, man, I'm holding a loser.
Yeah, I'm just holding on to the fact that we timed it perfectly.
We did. You definitely did.
CLV has never ended up in the trash can. Shout out to you.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, couple good 10 toes down from Sammy P. Here's where I'm going. David Dexter's dead. Okay? Dead. Oh, you're going to play a real team. Here we are. National champions, right? This is the year. Everybody's back. Both running back. Doesn't matter. It's over. Oh, Joe, we know. We know they fired the head coach. No. You still have to play a season. Okay? At Iowa. At Ohio State. Against Indiana. Minimum 6-game losing streak for the great Nittany Lions. They might be 3-6. In fact, I think they're going to be 3-6 heading into the last three games of the year. Michigan State, Nebraska, and Rutgers. They're also going to lose at least one of those. It is going to be a below 500 season. And I'm giving you Nevada, FIU, Nova. I'll give you those wins. You're still going under 500. My 10 toes down. Penn State will lose at least 6 games in a row, and they will finish the season below 500. Pathetic. People might not even want to go. You're going to have to put out a lot of money. So that's my 10 toes down. All right. Paul Aspen, what you got?
Wow. David Dykstra, RIP.
He's done. He's trying to talk himself into it, Paul. Like, oh, no, I'm happy. No, I'm happy. You ain't happy. No. There's no happiness there. There's a lot of misery.
Number two in the AP poll coming into the season.
Right. Championship. Wow. Here we go. Now or never. It's never.
I got to back Sam up on Maryland because as they took the lead, they're blowing out as UCLA was blowing out Michigan State on inside the betting lines on Saturday, I said to PJ, I was like, I think I have to bet Maryland Alts next week before even like just looking at the next matchup. So back up the money line and then let's say Maryland -6.5 at +240. Against UCLA. So that is 10 toes down. Number one, I like Malik Washington. Maryland's got a very good defense. They've lost 2-1 score games to Washington and Nebraska. I think this level of competition comes down a little bit with UCLA, who could not be riding higher. More high? Whatever. Okay, now we go to the NFL. I've got multiple toes down, but that was, I guess, just a backing up Sam a little bit. All right. Number one in the Athletic's power rankings. Number one in Sam's power rankings, 4-1 in one score games, bottom 10 rush offense, They have the number one rush defense in EPA per play, but they allow the third most receptions and receiving yards to running backs. Hello, Jahmyr Gibbs. 10 toes down. Lions, alts. Lions minus 9.5 against the Bucs. They win by double digits.
And just I would be very happy. Very happy to concede my power rankings for your victory. Let me just be very clear with that. You can have it. Go for it.
I'm still blown away that Sam put him number one. I thought he was going to keep him outside the top five.
They're 5-1. Because
I brought up the Athletic before. Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. I totally get it. But it comes crashing down this week. And then, as I said the other day, I guess I got a whole foot down today. We've seen this so many times. We laid it out before the Washington game. Bears win the Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams revenge game, and they lose to the Saints. Hopefully all of you take the Bears and Survivor, not you guys, but the Royal, all you guys, everyone else. And it's a double pick week in Joe's pool, so it seems like a great second option in Joe's pool for the Bears. Saints money line plus 195. The Bears are bottom five in success rate on defense, particularly bad against the pass. I don't know. Maybe we get an Alvin Kamara throwback game. Saints money line plus 195. 10 toes down.
Paul is just firing today, just emptying the clip.
Yeah. Parlay Paul line after the Philly disaster last week. We forgot some things to play with, some toes to play with.
So the Lions are going to. the Lions are going to knife the Sammy P's in back-to-back weeks. That's what you're saying.
Oof.
Chiefs last week.
Yeah.
Bucks this week. All right. Not that Sam bet it. I'm not saying
no.
Let's talk about power rankings. All right. Jake Hassan, what is your 10 toes down?
I will start going complete opposite of Paul. I think that the Bears win this week and then get smoked by the Ravens with or without Lamar in Baltimore. All the Bears fans will be so hyped, four-game win streak, and they'll be saying, oh, give us Lamar. Give us the Ravens. We want Lamar to play in this game. And then they just get dump trucked, and then everything comes crashing down, and everybody loses their minds. I've seen this story. I know how this goes. Twitter, it's going to be ridiculous. All the Bears fans are going to be in Joe's mentions again. So Bears do beat the Saints this week and then just get their asses handed to them by Lamar and the Ravens in 2 weeks instead. And then one baseball one. I know you're not supposed to bet gut feelings. I just think we're getting vintage Scherzer tonight. I have no idea what it is. I just, for some reason, in Seattle, massive pitcher's park, he has good history against this lineup. I know everybody is going to be saying, oh, well, he's washed. We haven't seen him in 4 weeks. He's been on the shelf. He's always injured. I think he's a crazy person. I think he just goes out there and just absolutely shoves. I think the Jays win. And furthermore, this one's a little bit of a half toe, I guess, but if the Jays win tonight too, I think they just win the series and the Mariner this thing.
All right. Good stuff there, Jake Hassan. I was looking at that look ahead because I also expect Lamar to play after the bye. I figured that's what they were saving him for. It's 6.5. You might want to bet that if you bet look aheads. It's going to be way higher than a touchdown when they announce Lamar's in. All right, the moment everybody has been waiting for. Brian Gurch, what is your 10 toes down?
Wearing a Bulls shirt.
Oh, no. I'm not even boys. Ready for this. Kobe White.
So I'm afraid that, unfortunately, this segment has just turned into me fading my favorite teams. And in honor of the NBA starting next week on October 22nd, we are going to be fading the Chicago Bulls. You can get the Bulls under their win total of 32.5 wins at plus 105. Let's go ahead and fade them on opening night two against the Pistons. You can get Pistons money line minus 145. And Pistons minus 2.5 at minus 110.
I got to say, I'm a little disappointed.
He brought the gear out. He was all ready. No, you should not be disappointed. This means that the Bulls are making the playoffs, right?
See, right?
I was expecting like I was expecting alt unders, like under 15 and a half wins. Like, that's what I was waiting for.
I couldn't find them. I would have thrown that out if I could have. And you could, I would alt under everything Chicago Bulls related.
Bulls win the division? So he's positive Blackhawks. He's negative Indiana. He's negative Bears. He's negative Bulls.
What is Bulls to win the division? I didn't see that.
Yeah, we'll have to.
I might bet it. I don't care what it is, to be honest with you, at this point.
Yeah, with all the injuries, we'll see. We're going to have to figure out some positive Bulls bets for sure. Gertz is providing a big opportunity for us to cash some big tickets, and we are letting it fall by the wayside. Come on, we've got to do something.
Well, he did say opening night, too, so we have a really nice Detroit bet opening night.
Yep, we got to take the Bulls. Yep, no doubt about it. All right, Gertz. Thank you very much. 10 toes down. Always fun. We're going to get a book report. Find out where the sharp money is going. NFL, college football. What about baseball for tonight? What are they betting? John Murray will tell us from the Westgate. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet Sweats weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, BetMGMNetwork.com. Also watch us on YouTube and Twitch. We now get a book report. We go out to Vegas, bring in our buddy John Murray at Vegas Murray over on X from the Westgate Superbook. John, a lot to get to. We've got Thursday Night Football with week number 7 in the NFL here. We'll get to some college. But we were just chatting off air, Major League Baseball. You guys were happy with that result, so people were thinking that – we're just going to sweep our way, or is that futures related?
Oh, no, big time happy. We'd love to see the Blue Jays. We'd love to see the Blue Jays win the American League. We'd love to see them win the World Series. We're in good shape, though, Joe. We got rid of Sam's Cubs. That was the team that had us nervous, was the Cubs. Once we got Sam's boys out of the mix, like we can't really get hurt on anybody, but best case scenario is the Blue Jays. So we'd love to see them come back, beat Seattle, win the World Series. A Dodger team looks pretty good, though, Sam. That's a decent little rotation they got right now. They look pretty competitive, man.
Yeah, you do not want the Dodgers to win the World Series, right?
We don't do that bad. We do lose. We lose like a peanut. I've heard some reports from other books that are in trouble if the Dodgers win it, that they would really take a bath. We did very poorly last year when the Dodgers won the World Series, so I can relate to that. But our team's done a good job of that. They've stayed ahead of it. They never really got us too sideways on the Dodgers. I'm happy with our position there, although it is a small loss.
So on a game-to-game basis, is it mostly Dodger money no matter what?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's a good point. I mean, that's what would really hurt us if the Dodgers do win the World Series, guys. I'm sure that would mean losing money on NLCS games and on World Series games. I mean, I know last year, one of the reasons we did poorly on the World Series is we had guys betting Dodgers run line, Dodgers team total over, and just parlaying the Dodgers with everything. We didn't do well in the World Series last year because the Dodgers won it all. But they look like a runaway freight train to me, fellas. I don't know how Milwaukee's going to be able to get back in this series. It's just that their pitching is just too deep. Their pitching's too deep.
Well, at least on top. I mean, the rotation wants to go 0-5 White Sox. Forget it. You're not gonna touch them in this series. As for NFL, I know we're going to ask about the Thursday night game eventually, but what's the first thing that jumps off the page of things that you've seen heading into the weekend?
There's a lot of money on Cleveland. You know, if you could if you just work all week, you make some money, and you say, I want to take some of my extra money. I want to bet on the Cleveland Browns, Sam. I want to bet on Dylan Gabriel against the Miami Dolphins. That's where I want to put my well-earned money. Cleveland's a big supported team this week against Miami. I don't really see this being a great card of games. I do think the Monday night games are pretty busy for us, the Detroit-Tampa Bay especially, although there's a lot of injuries in that game, especially on the Tampa Bay offense. But I don't see this being it's not a great Sunday night game. And the afternoon games are kind of ho-hum. So I don't know that this will be as busy as it was for us as last week.
Yeah, it feels like that's been a trend. And I think part of it is you throw two teams on Sunday morning and you get a subpar effort out of both of those teams. And then you have two Monday night games and you have a couple of buys. Like, wait, what are we going to do? Well, I'll just throw anything on in the middle of the day because they're going to watch and they're going to bet on it anyways. Seems like that's where we're
at. Oh, that's exactly what it is. Well, when you have a Thursday game, you have two Monday games, you have a Sunday night game, and then one of the networks, I'm sure, has a game in the afternoon that they asked for to be blocked off. I guess it's probably Commanders Cowboys in the afternoon, right? The 10 a.m., the one Eastern window, ends up being pretty weak. And I think we do have one pretty good game in the morning with Minnesota and Philadelphia, but it's not a great card in the morning. You're right.
I just noticed, is that my girl Ellie or my guy Mario playing fetch right there?
Well, Ellie stole Mario's ball, and now she's giving it to me to throw for the both of them. So sorry about that, everybody. There's a lot of tension here at the Murray house. There's a lot of arguing and fighting.
I don't know if you saw the video of Herb Street playing fetch with the golden retriever in the hotel hallway.
Oh,
have you seen this video yet?
Oh, yeah, beautiful dog, by the way. Beautiful dog. Hey, stop. Beautiful dog, yeah. That's all.
Sam didn't like the video as much. Sam didn't like
the video. What are you talking about? Sam, what do you mean? What's wrong with you? What's not to like?
I don't know what – there's a lot going on right now. I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry, man. I got my hands full here. I apologize, guys. Well, hold on one second. Hold on one second.
He throws the ball the first time. Like, that's going to be the last time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, we had them. I had them. I'm sorry. I had them contained all morning. I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. What else are they betting besides Cleveland? What you mentioned they're betting. Is that respected money or just they're coming in on Cleveland?
No, it's respected money. I mean, we did see some sharp money this morning on the over in the Bears game. Bears-Saints over. And then we saw sharp money. We've actually had a lot of money on the game tonight. I think the game tonight's not the most appealing game. Can I say that, Sam? But we did see some sharp money over 44.5, and we did see them take the Bengals. The Bengals and the points in that game. Question marks on the Bengals offense. I don't think the Steelers are as good as their record. I don't think the Steelers are a 4-1 team, but the Steelers might be able to waltz all their way to an AFC North title right now, guys. You know, we got them actually as a big favorite now in the AFC North. But they do need to take care of business in games like tonight. We will need the Bengals pretty big tonight, though. I do think I look at that short road favorite, and I know that so many parlays to the weekend are going to start tonight with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you'd love to knock it out for sure. And also, think about this. I mean, I'm not saying that this is something that I'm going to bet, but if the Steelers were to lose today and then the Ravens bring Lamar back after their bye to take on your guy Caleb Williams next week, Baltimore could make up a lot of ground in a very short window. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they could, and I think you're right. The main thing, though, is they get to play the Steelers two times. So the reason why Baltimore can still catch these guys is I think Baltimore's already played most of their tougher games, and they get to play Pittsburgh head-to-head two times. So don't count Baltimore out just yet, although they have – it's not just Lamar Jackson. You know, Sam, you and I talked about this last night. Their defense is decimated. I think I'm seeing people questioning, is John Harbaugh going to get fired, which is something that, you know, a year or two ago that would have been a laughable narrative. But I think it needs to be discussed right now. The trains are off the tracks in Baltimore, a team that you go back to week one, and our team at the Westgate thought this team is the best team in the NFL by a mile. And now look at them. They're in a lot of trouble.
So on yesterday's show, we decided to power rank the top five teams in the NFL. And it was a lot more challenging, I think, than we were expecting it to be. And we probably should have expected it because, John, I know you'd probably agree. Nobody's really good in this league. Like, nobody's great, right? Like, trying to figure out.
Nobody's head and shoulders above the
very top. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, well, who?
It's very challenging.
Who'd you guys decide is number one? Who's your number one, Joe?
I put the Chiefs at one.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair just because of – oh, people are going to complain no matter what you do. People complain about beautiful golden retrievers running through hallways, Jim. I mean, people complain about everything. So I think Kansas City's fair. I still believe that Detroit is as good as anybody else when they're healthy.
Yep.
They had some key guys missing. How many penalties did Kansas City get called for on Sunday night, Sam? I didn't catch that number.
Zero.
Oh, interesting. So I wouldn't count out the Lions just yet, guys. I wouldn't count them out. I think, and then Philadelphia, they still have a roster that is as good as anybody in the league. They've got some problems right now, but it's a very long season. You know, we don't want to get too caught up on who's the best team in the middle of October. That's not really what counts. It's going to be who's the best team in January and February.
Do you believe more in the Bucs at 5-1 or the Colts at 5-1?
I'd say the Bucs. I'm such a fan of Baker Mayfield's. I think Baker Mayfield is so underappreciated. I think that pendulum is starting to swing a little bit. I think people are starting to realize how good he is. But once Tampa Bay gets their wide receivers back healthy, I do think that they're a better team than Indianapolis. I would say them. They also have some playoff experience, you know, guys. They've been in the postseason the last couple of years. They haven't had a ton of success, but they have been there. I think they know a little bit more of what it takes.
With John Murray, Westgate Superbook, this is Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich on BetSweats. John, let's transition over to the NFL. What is the game that is, rather college, what is the game that is getting the most amount of action so far?
A lot of people betting Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's against Duke. I mean, I don't think that's probably what you expected me to say, but that's a game we're seeing a lot of money on. I think the premier game this week has to be the game Saturday night in South Bend. And a lot of people seem to think that line is too high. USC is bad. I think I've seen them as high as plus 10 in this game, but this is a big step up in class for USC. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see if they can stop Notre Dame from scoring. I have my doubts about that, guys. I think Notre Dame might be a little better than people realize. That's going to be a very well-bet game for us on Saturday. It's also weird, as a big college football fan, I know all of us are, isn't it weird to see that game being played in the middle of October? I mean, isn't that game usually played around Thanksgiving? I think it's a strange spot there, and I think it's a game that if Notre Dame wins it, they will likely end up back in the college football playoff.
Well, the other thing, too, about the Irish, with the two losses already in their pocket, they need to impress the committee. So there will be no bones about blowing a team out. If you're up 21-3 or 21-7, there's no way that Marcus Freeman is going to call the dogs off. There would be nothing more impressive than winning a game like this by 24 points.
Well, that's a great point. And it really could be their last – I don't have their schedule in front of me, but possibly their last real marquee matchup. I know they have a trip to Pitt later in the season, but I don't know that they have another real primetime premium game. If they can run up the score, that's best-case scenario for them. And I do think they'll make it to the playoff because I think the SEC and the Big Ten teams are going to be knocking each other off for the next 6 or 7 weeks. So Notre Dame, of course, Sam's right. They'll try to win this game by as much as they can. I agree with that.
A lot of pretty good matchups in the SEC. You're always going to get that once you jump into conference play in that conference. What jumps out as far as the book?
They're definitely betting on Missouri. You know, and Missouri's a team. It's funny, that game last week, the way we were set up was, okay, as long as Alabama doesn't win by exactly 3, we should do pretty well in this game. And then, of course, Alabama beat Missouri by exactly 3. That was a tough one. But Missouri is getting a lot of support again this week. And Ole Miss, a team. I think that the betting public probably looks at that and they think that line looks a little bit too high. I'm not so sure if it is. but we'll find out. I think Ole Miss is a popular underdog play on Saturday.
Did you catch that, Joe? That's USC and Ole Miss. USC and Ole Miss. Interesting. And the coffee stick.
And Georgia, Georgia Tech.
See what he's doing?
And
Georgia
and
Tech, the point, man. There's a lot of money on Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Popular dogs.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Although we saw that a few weeks ago, guys. One of the most popular dogs we've had all season of the Superbook was Oregon against James Franklin and Penn State. That was a very popular dog at our shop, and they got them. So it doesn't mean it's going to lose. Don't think that.
So no, what are they doing?
I just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you power rate Penn State at this point? I don't know how. I don't know how you guys do it.
That's going to be like we're looking at the big premier games the next few weekends, and I think it's 2 weeks from this Saturday. The big game was supposed to be Penn State at Ohio State. it's not anymore, but yeah, that's going to be a huge point spread. I'll let the brain trust that I work with, like Ed Sammons and Jeff Sherman, do that, Sam. I have no idea. Penn State is an absolute mess. I think Penn State did retain both of their coordinators, though, did they not? So I think there is some stability there. They just don't have James Franklin. And then, of course, Drew Aller is out for the season, although I was never a big fan of his.
Joe, after Iowa, you go at Ohio State, and then you round that trip out. You come home and you play Indiana.
Six straight losses right there. Yeah. I can't wait.
Oh, it's very possible. It's very possible. Yeah. You know, Indiana is on the field is as good as anybody in the country. You know, they might not get the credit of an Ohio State, but look who they beat. I mean, they're playing great.
Are you rooting against someone for Heisman?
Let's see. Heisman. Well, we didn't want. I think we're pretty safe on Arch Manning, guys. I'm not too worried about that anymore. I know that. Like, you know, all kidding aside, the guy at the beginning of the year that we were worried about was Mateer from Oklahoma. He was a very popular play in the summer. I want to say he was as high as 40-1 in the summer, and then he gets hurt. I think he's, unfortunately for him, probably played himself out of the race with that game on Saturday and his injury. I think we're okay. I don't – unless Arch comes off the pole, Sam, and gets himself back into the race, that would be unfortunate for the team at the Superbook. I'm not too worried about that, though. Although, Texas is still out there. They could beat Georgia and they could get into the college football playoff, but they're not going to give the Heisman Trophy to Arch Manning.
Yep, no doubt about it. From the Superbook, John Murray at Vegas Murray on X. That's where he likes to interact with a lot of people. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, as always. Lightning bets on the other
Thank
side.
Thank you, guys.
Of Gem Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you better believe we're going to go to the room. Thursday Night Football, a couple of LCS games today. So lots of cover during Lightning Bets here. But Jake Hassan had some breaking news. Jake, what do you have to share with the class?
Don't worry, everybody. We have Stevens A-list for this week. Top NFL teams after week six. Number five. Yeah. Coming in at number five, the New England Patriots. And number four, the Pittsburgh Steelers. At number three, the Kansas City Chiefs. At number two, the Indianapolis Colts. And at number one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bell.
It's worse than my list.
No. Oh, yeah, it is. It is, actually. There you are. Athletic, Sammy P, Stephen A.
That's so, again,
Tom Brady.
I shaped my list off of power rankings, not power ratings. Those are different. And I did not want to put a 5-1 team behind a 3-3 team. I just didn't. Now, if we were going to do power ratings, who are your, from an odds maker standpoint, I wouldn't have the Bucks in the top five, but it is what it is.
Damn.
That's a seal.
Do you think it was a little bit closer to a seal? Yeah. What if Stephen A's dog is in studio? That would really piss Gurch off. If he had his own office. People used to do that, I heard. At the BetMGM Network studios. People would bring their dogs.
Who used to bring a dog in?
Are you joking? You don't know this?
I've never heard. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Trista would bring her dog to the studio. Yes.
Why?
And Gurch, who never went to that studio, very bothered by this.
I wouldn't bring my dog to work.
She would bring her dog. And I saw your guy GRP posted a video with Trista in it because she was interviewing Drew Dinsick about the NFL. So, you know, I mean, he's on the warpath right now. So any kind of content he's going to get from G Croucher or Drew, he's going to put out there and try to pick apart.
I saw he made another announcement or two today. I didn't get it.
I saw he was going to make the announcement. I didn't actually see the announcement. I'm sure it will fall flat, per usual. All right, let's go to the room.
Where's the room?
Paul has been here. Paul, where are we starting? Football or Major League Baseball?
Let's do baseball, run through baseball, and then we'll get to football. All right, first game, a 6 Eastern, 5-ish Central, 5-8 Central start for Brewers and Dodgers. First game in Los Angeles in this series. So we're going Trios under a single at -140. Guess he's getting a hit. Most but props at BetMGM. This is Glasnow under 6.5 strikeouts at -175.
Oh,
Yelich. Yeah. Yelich under a single at -150. They're fading Glasnow again under 15.5 pitcher outs at -115. And the number one most bet prop for a guy that can't see the baseball, much let hit the baseball. I guess he did have a C9 single RBI the other night. Otani home run +250.
Wow. They're fading Otani. Oh no, he's hitting a home run.
No, they're hit.
There's no way they're. No,
I'm saying they're still like buying that at +250. Dude can't hit his way out of a shoebox.
Why? Yeah, it was a celebration when he got a single the other day. You're right. I don't get that. Okay.
He's due. All right, yep. Blue Jays Mariners. They are all over home run props in this game. Vlad home run, number 5 most bet prop at +400. Number 4 most bet prop, Springer home run at +400. Number 3, Suarez home run at +425. Today, they're betting Naylor to hit a home run at +500. Mm-hmm. And to go with the over theme, I guess, is what they're counting on. Luis Castillo, under 15.5 pitcher outs at -185, the most bet prop at BetMGM for Blue Jays Mariners tonight.
Okay, so between the two baseball games, what are the highest juice props that are very popular today? Because I heard a lot of minus prices.
Castillo under 15.5 pitcher outs at -185 is the juiciest, I guess we would say. Glasnow under 6.5 strikeouts at -175. Is right up there as well. Yelich under a single at -150.
Glasnow under strikeouts. Castillo under on outs.
Yep.
I hope they both lose. That'd be good. All right. What do you have NFL-wise?
All right. So NFL, where is the room for Browns, for Steelers, Bengals? A lot of receiving yards they're eyeing. So number five, most bet product prop at BetMGM for Steelers, Bengals tonight, Chase, over 74.5 receiving yards. I believe that's -115. DK Metcalf, over 64.5 receiving yards, about the same price. Noah Fant, over 27.5 receiving yards, the third most bet prop at BetMGM. Here you go, Sam. Number two most bet prop, Chase Brown, under 13.5 rushing attempts. That's what you want.
Ooh, okay. That's good. Yeah. I like the over on yards, yep. But this is a good sign.
And number one most bet prop for tonight between the Steelers and the Bengals, Darnell Washington, over 22.5 receiving yards.
Yeah,
he's a -130, by the way. He's like, what, their backup tight end, number two tight end?
Darnell Washington. Did you say under or over?
Over. Over 22.5 at -130.
Oh, my God. I got to bet the under on Darnell Washington. Are you kidding
me? Let me check something. I believe I may have seen something earlier that would point to this. Oh, no. I was looking at most receiving yards against by tight ends. I mean, they're both bottom 10, but it's not like they're the worst or something.
Not bad. Yeah. Nothing crazy. Somebody had to say something, and now it's out there. He had 5 for 62 in their last game the other day against Cleveland. So I guess that's why. I don't know. First three games, he had 0 yards. That's the larger sample. That's the one I would look at. Okay. Bet Darnell Washington. Wow. All right, Sam, lightning bets. What are you thinking? I want to think more after hearing some of those reports.
Right. I'm going to do the Chase Brown over on rush yards, 44.5. That is such an insanely disrespectful number. If he runs for 22 yards, then I'm done with him. But I think this is a good buy point, and I'll take the points. Give me 5.5 with the Bengals.
Okay. 5.5. We'll make that a show play because I like the Bengals too. I'm going to take the Bengals and the points. Chase Poppin there scares me. He's always going to be up there. But it's just enough for me to say I'll do the Flacco attempts like I was thinking. 36.5 Flacco over on the attempts. And I'll tell you, just after hearing how popular some of those heavily juiced props are, I'm considering going oppo, whether it's Darnell Washington to go under, Glasnow to go over on the strikeouts. I think we all could see that because they're laying $1.75 on the under. And Castillo on the outs, going opposite that. You said they went under, so the bet would be the fade would be over, right? -185.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting to take a look at. But yeah, I'm doing Bengals and I'm doing Flacco attempts. I'm thinking about Toronto, Seattle under after all of these home run props, after seeing, 17 runs last night. But I would think that's going to climb throughout the day. So maybe I'll get there on that one as well. Paul Aspen, where are you going?
I'll just repeat one of the ones from 10's Toes Down. I like the Lions to take it to the Bucks on Monday night. So we're going alts there. Detroit, -9.5. And Maryland, backing up Sam on Maryland, money line against UCLA.
All right. I know Jake Hassan will have some baseball plays. Swing big on your next bet with an MLB postseason odds boost token. Use your token to net a bigger payout on a winning bet at BetMGM. Jake?
I can't shake the feeling that Scherzer's just going to be the Scherzer 5 years ago. I'm probably the idiot. Can't wait to get clowned for it tomorrow. But I'll take the Blue Jays on the money line. I think that they might, that there's a good chance they win after the rooms on all of these homers for Mariners guys too. I actually feel better about that. So I'll go Blue Jays on the money line. I think they continue to keep it rolling. And I already liked Glasnow, but those unders make me feel amazing now. Mm-hmm. So over 6.5 Ks, that's plus money for Glasnow, and I'll ladder it up to 10. 10 strikeouts for Tyler Glasnow is 12-1. Does anybody think that's right? Anybody? It's better than 12-1, actually. So I'll be on the Glasnow ladders, too. He has really good history against this Brewers lineup, more than a 30% K rate and a pretty good sample size. So I'll take okay. Glasnow over the Ks and over and up the ladders up to 10.
So the streak stops at 6. We're going to get a home team winning tonight?
I think the Dodgers win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're going to sweep. Wild. Like, it's just the Brewers got nothing.
You do. How long's the other one going? 7?
6.
Okay.
5.
I think 7. 5? Seattle?
How long's the World Series going?
4, 3.
Yeah, you got Toronto Blue Jays. You need that. You need this one.
I need Toronto. You're right. I do.
Yeah. What was that, Paul?
Saying, how long is the World Series going? Dodgers versus either.
5.
5.
Yep.
3, 2, 1, 5.
That's it. We decided. 100%. All right. Join us for a Football Friday tomorrow. Be here 9 a.m. Eastern. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. Thanks for watching and listening to Bet Sweats right here on the BetMGM Network. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. If not, and tell a friend. Talk tomorrow right here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.